Hey everybody, how you doing? Welcome back to the Libertarian Republican Podcast. I am Chris. This is episode 72. And this episode I'm entitling this episode Liberty versus Authority. And because that's how John Stuart Mill characterized the struggle, the eternal struggle of humanity in his book On Liberty. I think it's a great book. I don't agree with everything in it. I'm not the utilitarian philosophy has a few. I have a few questions with it, but it's still a great book. Everybody should read, especially the very beginning of it. It's really good. But the struggle is liberty versus authority. I think that's what we've got in the world today and in America. You know, it's the people versus the government. And I really believe that now. Unfortunately, it's very sad, but I think that our government no longer serves us. It does not exist. Our federal government does not exist to serve the people anymore. It exists to serve itself, to enrich itself. It exists to expand its powers, make itself bigger, and increase its power and protect itself from accountability. And it exists to destroy its enemies. You know, if you dare to question the government, if you dare to say that the government is too powerful or takes too much of your money, well then you are an enemy of the government. You know, you're not an enemy of the people, the American people, you're an enemy of the government. And I think that this is one of the things I think the Trump years really showed all of us. Trump was not, he wasn't my enemy. He wasn't the enemy of the American people. He was the enemy of the government. And they destroyed him. They crushed him mercilessly. They mobilized themselves and their bureaucracy and the intelligence community and everybody. And their technology and they destroyed him. And you know, the same thing you've got with the teachers and the angry parents at the school board meetings being called by the government domestic terrorists. Well, they're not the angry parents are not the enemy of, they're not a threat to the American people. They're not a threat to you and me, but they're a threat to the authority of government. They're a threat to the school boards, to the teachers' unions, to the government. You know, that's why they're the enemy. You know, I think that look, we have to realize, we have to come to the very sad realization that this is where we are. Our government is a parasite. These people are parasites, and they when a tick buries itself in your skull, it's not looking to provide you with some kind of a useful service. It's in your skull. It wants to suck your blood dry until you die. That's what it wants to do. It's a parasite. It has absolutely no interest in you. It's not trying to do you some good. And I mean, this is what we have in America. This look at everything that's going on. You know, look at inflation. You know, they've created all this money. They've to basically buy you out, to buy you off, to buy your votes, to keep you complacent. They don't understand what money is. They're complete idiots. I mean, these people are really dumb. The people in government, you know, they're very dumb. They don't know what money is. They don't understand. They're all baffled by inflation. And now they're all, you know, lying. I've said this before. They're just lying about inflation and trying to blame Putin or trying to blame, you know, the evil price gouging gas companies and, you know, all this. Now Jen Psaki was on TV saying, well, it's because of hoarders. That's why things are expensive, which is, they don't understand that. No, it's expensive because the government has completely mismanaged the money. the government controls the money, and it has completely mismanaged the money because the government wants to spend all the money it wants to pay itself. Remember, during COVID, the government, nobody in the government missed a paycheck. They shut you down, but they didn't shut themselves down. They're not interested in your best interest. They always take care of themselves. You know, look at illegal immigration. They don't care about you. They care about illegal immigrants, because illegal immigrants are they're bringing them in hoping that they will be more, there will be more parasites who will take your money, who will need your money, who will need them, the government, to give the illegal immigrants your money. So that, you know, they want to build up this big group of people who is clamoring for your money. And of course they're going to do everything they can to so those people will vote. So, you know, vote Democrat, vote for the parasite party. The Democrat Party is the parasite party. They're the party of parasites, and they're the part. And Washington, that's why Washington is the you know, is Democrat, you know, and look at the baby formula crisis, right? There's baby formula crisis. Well, but just today, I posted on social media an article about how today's Thursday, May, I don't know, 13th or 12th, something like that. I posted an article about the Border Patrol is sending pallets of baby formula to the illegal immigrants at the border. Because they don't care about you. Are you a tax-paying American citizen who can't find baby formula? They don't care about you. They're not your government. The government is not there to represent you and to give you some kind of useful service in return for your tax money. No, they don't care about you. They're giving all the baby formula to the illegal immigrants. You know, look at gas. They don't care that. They don't care if you can't afford to fill up your gas tank. They don't care. They've got bigger fish to fry. They're talking about saving the planet and stopping the Earth's climate from changing. So they're banning all gas. They're gonna ban all gasoline. They're gonna ban all gas cars eventually. That's totally in the works in the next few years. If the Democrats have their way, they will ban all gasoline cars. They will ban all gas stations, and they will ban all fossil fuels. And you will be forced to buy an electric car. And if there aren't enough electric cars to go around, they don't care. They don't care. They're not interested in your opinion. They don't care about you. They'll be fine. They'll have all the electric cars they need because they take care of themselves. You know, and look, I mean, I've talked about this before, about how the traditional relationship between government and people is we pay taxes, and then the government gives us certain goods and services, public goods and services, in return for those taxes. But that's not what our government cares about anymore. They simply don't care about that. You know, one of the things that everybody always says, talks about, is the military. Look at the military. Oh, the military is one of those important things. It is important. But even the military, I mean, look at the money that the military just wastes. Look at the F-22, the F-35 fighter jets. They've been developing these things. They've been developing the F-22 since the 80s, and they spent billions of dollars developing this thing, and then they canceled it after, 195 fighters. They just canceled the whole thing. And look at the F-35. They said, oh yeah, we're going to replace the F-22 with the F-35. And now they're talking about just canceling that because it's too expensive, it doesn't work, it's unreliable. But Lockheed made a fortune. They made a fortune for 30 years. They made a fortune off of your money. They don't exist. Even our own military doesn't exist to really provide an actual, you know, defense of America anymore. What does our military even do? They're stationed all over the world. They're defending Europe and Korea and Japan. Do they even defend America anymore? You know, it's so big. It's such a bloated bureaucracy. And look at Ukraine. Our government is sending 54 or 56, depending on how you count, $1 billion over to Ukraine. What about, this is one of the points that Steve Bannon brings up all the time. What about Baltimore? Look at Baltimore, look at Philadelphia, look at Chicago, look at St. Louis, look at the murder rate in Atlanta. You know, the murder capital of America now is Atlanta. Murders are up 50% or something like that, 60%. You know, do any of these people care? Do any of these people in Washington care about America? Do any of them care about Americans? No, they don't care about you at all. They're there to take your money. They are parasites. They are ticks buried into your scalp. That's what they are. And that's how they should be treated. And that's, you know, that's what the Republican Party needs to be. We need to be the party of the host that is opposed to the party, this is the Democrat Party, which is the party of the parasite. And I'm not talking about people who are poor and on welfare. I'm not talking about those people are parasites. They are, but I truly believe that most of them don't want to be there. They don't want to be parasites, but the Democrats want to keep them in that position. So they will need them. Because if nobody needs government, what are all these Democrats going to do? You know, what are all these people in Washington going to do? If we don't need them to take care of us, what are they all going to do? Like I've said before, they'll have to go out into the real world and get real jobs. And they don't want to do that because it's a good gig being in Washington doing nothing or doing a bunch of crap that nobody really cares about, being completely unaccountable to your boss, and your boss, their boss is the American taxpayer. But they're unaccountable to the American taxpayer because we don't have politicians who will hold them accountable. We don't have politicians who will fire them, who will ask, what do you do here? You know, like that movie Office Space. What exactly is it you say you do here? The guy's like, I'm a people person. I'm a people person. I deal with the goddamn customers. You know, that's a great movie. But it's very true, you know, these people, our government is too big, it's too powerful, it spends too much of our money, it takes too much of our money, it prints up too much new money and devalues our existing money. It needs to be cut. And all of these problems that we see in America, all of them, just about every single problem, unemployment, poverty, inflation, war, all of these problems are caused by government, and they're caused because all of these problems are beneficial to government. These problems, like I've said before, the government has no incentive to solve problems, because if you hire a bunch of people and task them to solve the problem, well, then if they solve the problem, they eliminate the need for their job. They literally solve themselves out of a job. And so that's why government is a terrible mechanism for trying to solve problems. So these people are parasites. And this is the message this is the MAGA message. This is the America First message that we need to be drilling, you know, hammering this message, screaming this message from the rooftops. And I think that you know, we can turn this thing around, but we have to realize what we're up against here. And we've got to go to war against it. You know, we've got to go to war. We've got to realize what this is a struggle for survival, for the people, for liberty itself. and the struggle between liberty and authority. Authority's winning. They're winning. They're getting their, you know, they have so much power. They have so much money, and it doesn't look like anybody is going to hold them accountable unless we send politicians there who will fire them and throw them in prison if necessary, and transfer that power away from Washington, rip it out of their hands, and give it back to the people, to the American people. So that's it. That's episode 72. If you like this podcast, give me some good ratings. Go to Podbean and you can talk to me. You can message me on Podbean. You can find me on Twitter and all the social media, on Getter and Truth and all the other social media, Libertarian Rep 3 on Twitter. And then I'm Chris Farrow, at Chris Farrow on all those other ones. I think I'm at Chris Farrow on all those other ones. So, I will see you on the next one. Episode 73. All right. Bye-bye.